At Advance Auto Parts, getting the right oil and saving some cold, hard cash is your advance advantage. Right now, a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a filter are just $19.99. Or, if your car is over 75,000 miles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage oil for just $3 more to help extend engine life. The right oil to make your car hum, the right price to make you whistle a happy song. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear's also the official tire of NASCAR, and everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone, from the Omaha Country Club, where the 34th annual United States Senior Open is continuing. It's the Doug and Daddy Show, and we have got a full crew, as we usually do on this second Friday of July, because not only are we keeping you up to date on what's going on here at the United States Senior Open, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we don't count years, we count dogs. It's the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest at the Hilltop Mall, and Randy Bushcutter and Brad Beam are standing by. We'll chat with them in just moments as our contestants, our competitors, our Nebraska athletes get ready to devour as many Troutman's quality dogs in 30 minutes as they can to bring home some great prizes and claim the Hot Dog Championship of 2013. Of course, Pug Bertrand, the three-time champion, retired after winning it three times, and we don't know where he is hiding out. We just don't know who will come back, who will win it this year. Outstanding performances the last couple of years, very, very competitive. This eating competition has become more competitive each and every year. And as we joked, it's come a long way since the first year where we held it out in the parking lot of our radio station in Kearney on a day, folks, kind of like today, kind of like Tuesday was. You remember Tuesday? Well, about 11 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, what was it, about 92 with 90% humidity? That was what it was like the first time that we had the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And folks, we invite you to come up to the Hilltop Mall to watch the festivities today. It's sidewalk sales at the Hilltop Mall, so some great deals going on. But you can see the hot dog competition, which we'll get going here shortly. Let's start you off by giving you an update on the leaderboard here. Again, as in golf, if you played early yesterday, you'll play late today. That means starting about 12:45, the second wave of golfers will get off the tees. It started again at 7 o'clock this morning, and the folks like Mark O'Mara, Fred Funk, Freddie Couples, they're all going right now. Later today, Rocco Mediate, Kenny Perry, and folks like that. Let's take a look at 3-under still being in the lead. There was a 7-way tie after yesterday's round at 3-under par. That was the highest score to lead the competition since 2006. And it is the first time ever there's been that many gentlemen tied for the lead at the U.S. Senior Open, only the third time in any Champions Tour event that there's been a 7-way tie at the top. Finishing up, Jay Don Blake, Michael Allen, Kenny Perry. They all go later this afternoon from 1:30 on. Perry doesn't even tee off till 2:09 today, so they're all hanging at 3-under. On the course at 3-under, Fred Funk and Mark O'Meara, both even through their rounds today as they make the turn. and sitting at 2 under is Tom Lehman. He is 1 over for the day. A 1 under today, Peter Fowler, and gets him to 1 under for the tournament. Also at 2 under, Bernhard Langer, Rocco Mediate. They tee off at 137 and 148, respectively. Bart Bryant is 2 under on his round today, as is John Rieger. That gets both of them to even. At one point, Rieger had got it to 5 under on his round today, but has slid back a little bit. Everybody wants to know about Freddie Couples. Well, he was doing okay today. At last check, he was sitting at 1 over par, but now has just picked up another bogey on the third hole, which is his 12th of the day. So he sits at 2 over par for the tournament today. So some guys going the wrong way include Corey Pavin. He's 4 over through 11, which gets him to 3 over. There's a lot bigger numbers today than numbers under par. The wind has kicked up here in Omaha. It's blowing about 20 mile an hour at times, and maybe a gust a little bit higher, but a constant 10 to 15 mile an hour wind has greeted the golfers here today. So a lot of big numbers being put up by the guys that have went out early today. You shoot even par today, you're going to take that score and run to the clubhouse. There's no doubt about it. There are some big numbers out on the course today, unfortunately. So we'll keep you up to date on what's going on here, hear from some of the golfers as well as the day progresses. But let's welcome in Randy Bushcutter, Brad Beam from the Hilltop Mall. And Randy, what's the scene like?
Well, you mentioned big numbers. We anticipate big numbers here as we're ready to eat some hot dogs coming up here in just a little bit. Still some time to get up and register. We have a few minutes, probably about 10 or so, until we get started here and we're all ready to roll. The crowd's kind of rolling in. Ed Littler from Channel 5 is here. He's going to have coverage of the hot dog eating contest tonight on Channel 5. So we're looking forward to it. Jared Schaffern from the Storm is going to be here. We're going to talk to him a little
bit. As of
about
right
hockey.
Now, he's denying that he's going to take part in the contest.
And we're going to work on it, Brad.
We're going to get him.
Brad Beam, kind enough to join us as well. And you've done some research. Now, you're kind of like the color analyst of
yes,
this deal.
Yes.
You've done a little research on what it takes to really be successful at hot dog eating.
I have watched documentaries. I watched the contest, the famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th at Coney Island in New York. And I have been following this for years and years and years. Now,
as all good color analysts do
course.
For a contest.
I mean,
absolutely.
What else do you do on 4th of July? Before you blow stuff up, you watch the hot dog eating contest. And this year, the winner, Joey Chestnut, ate 69 hot dogs. Now, I don't know what the size comparison is with their hot dogs versus our
hot dogs. Our wieners
we
are
have
bigger.
Got
our wieners are bigger.
Quality Troutman dogs here. So these are good wieners. But we're giving you 30 minutes to do it. They only gave him 10. He did 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And there's a lot of science. People have spent good scientific money trying to find out what it's actually like to be a hot dog eating champion, what it takes. Now, Randy, when you think of a eating competition competitor, physical attributes, what do you think of?
Well, you would think a large person would have an inherent advantage, kind of like being tall in basketball gives you an inherent advantage.
Right.
But I would think a larger person would do better at an eating contest.
Well, that's actually completely wrong. Completely wrong. Because the theory is, there's a scientific theory called the fat belt theory. Big guys...
The theory has a name.
The theory has a name. It's been published in scientific journals. People have spent lots of time and money on this. I don't know if it's legitimate, but they've done it. The theory is that the fat belt theory, the more fat you have around your midsection, the less you can shove down in there, the less your stomach can expand to accept those 69 hot dogs, however many.
So I'm underqualified for this event.
Well, I mean, it all depends.
You know, based on that kind of analysis, I would be underqualified.
Well, you're not the big giant guy that most people would think of, but
underqualified compared to you, Sam.
Well, I'm maybe a few inches thinner than you, but it's people that have the smaller waists that don't have all that fat in their midsection that helps them to be able to expand their stomach.
You need room to expand.
You need room to expand. If you got a whole bunch of fat on there,
now,
then you can't do it.
And we're going to do it a little bit different. We are not barbarians here.
No, we are not barbarians.
We have condiments.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
our wieners have condiments.
Mm-hmm.
So
ketchup and mustard.
It'll be a nice, safe eating environment. And so, I mean, we're not barbarians.
Uh-uh.
So ketchup, mustard. Troutman's quality meats. We've got great hot dogs to consume. So we're stepping up our game.
And you know, we will not judge you.
Yeah, and we're not asking you to dip it in water or anything like that. No, come in and enjoy the experience, at least until it's time to digest.
You don't have to do the dip and two buns at a time thing. You can eat it like a regular, normal person hot dog. And, you know, we've had people in the past that have had three hot dogs, which that's probably more my speed. But then we've had people that have done 8, 10, 14 or more hot dogs or portions of more hot dogs. And so we do judge these on quarter hot dogs as well. So winner could have 10 and a quarter, 10 and a half.
13 and a half, what have you.
And in fact, that's the way that they do it in the big leagues. The women's champ actually won by, I believe, a three-quarter hot dog margin during the 4th of July thing as well.
So you couldn't do three more bites.
Yeah, no, apparently,
actually, they do about one.
Yeah, that's half a bite to do that much. But we are going to be judging down specifically that precise here. So this is a pretty decent thing. We've done this 6 or 7 years, so we think that we probably have it down relatively well how we're doing this. So we give you 30 minutes, and there is still time to register. We've got some competitors already pacing, waiting in the wings. We'll maybe have to see if we can find mental state. Is there a mental aspect to this game as well?
You know, I to get motivated, I watch a little Cool Hand Luke. You know, I think I saw George Kennedy out there rubbing somebody's belly. You know, so we'll be ready. Nobody can eat 50 eggs, but yet we could do it. So I think over under about 13. I think our winner will be
13.
About. I'm gonna go. If you gotta pick a number, I'm gonna go 13. That's the line. You get over 13, I like your chances of winning.
I would like your chances too if you get over 13. I don't know. I'm looking at the hot dogs. They are big hot dogs. And looking at the competitors,
there are
some serious competitors here, but I don't see any of our past champions. I don't think so.
I'm kind of looking for Lauren Kaiser, see if we can find him. And if he was here, we would see him.
What do you say, Doug?
There might be a reason for that.
One of the great quotes from a few years ago, I believe it was Gavin Erickson, that would have been 2 years ago, when asked how he felt after, I believe the answer, paraphrase, something was, not that great. So maybe memory is strong at the hot dog eating contest.
And a key, folks, again, we talk about this every year. It came from the very first year. We give you so much time, you get that 30 minutes. And there have been some that they'll get to that 7, 8, 9 hot dog, then they decide, okay, I'm gonna take a breather here. I'm gonna take a drink of water. I'm gonna rest for a couple of minutes, and then I'm gonna go back in. Don't do it. Don't do it. You ever stop? No one has ever been able to eat more than one hot dog after that. You think you're in the competition? It comes down to about that 20-minute mark or that 18-minute mark. You've stayed up towards the lead, and you said, "I gotta breathe. I gotta take a minute." That's it. That is the wall. You can't stop and start again. It has never worked. So just keep biting off a little bit. Even if you need that breather, keep biting off a little bit. And folks, our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day is in respect to our hot dog contest. How many hot dogs do you think you could eat during the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest? 1 or 2, 3 or 4, 5 or 6? Or are you one of those psychos that could eat 7 or more Troutmans in a half hour today? Guys, I'd be at that 2 to 3 range. I'll go that I can, and they're Troutman, so 2 to 3 is the most this guy could put away.
I had 2 last year.
I will test the theory when we're done. I will be able to update that. I'll be able to have it factual information when we get done with this. But I think I'm a 3 or 4 myself. You give me that window. I'm a 3 or 4.
So basically, anybody out there has a good chance of beating the radio guys. So if you're out there driving around, come on down. We still have plenty of time for you to get registered. And this is completely free to you. So if nothing else, it's a free lunch. Come on down. Bring your buddies.
They say there's no such thing as a free lunch. We're going to fix that today. You also get a T-shirt and an opportunity to win our Grand Prize package, brought to you in part a prize package from Midway, a $50 gift card from Troutman's as well. And no, you don't have to use it on their quality hot dogs. You can pick fish. You can pick prime rib. You can pick whatever you want at Troutman's, and also a gift card from the Hilltop Mall as well. Don't forget, it's sidewalk sale here at the Hilltop Mall. And so this is one of those events in conjunction with that. Come on up to the mall. We'd love to see you. And we're going to get started here pretty shortly.
Our Midtown question yesterday was, what was the best all-star game? Which sport? And a little surprising here, 70% said the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which could be because it's next week. And then the NFL, NBA, and NHL were all way behind that. But 70% voted Major League Baseball as the best All-Star Game. I went with the NBA because it's just a little bit more exciting. And again, you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. How many hot dogs do you think you could eat in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest? Go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, and vote on our poll question. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you live from the Omaha Country Club, where the 34th Annual United States Senior Open is going on. Randy Bushcutter, Brad Beam, the rest of the staff at the Hilltop Mall getting ready very shortly to begin the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, and we'll have more right after this.
This is three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart. I'm in my car right now. You know what else is in my car? Mobile One. Over half of all NASCAR drivers choose Mobile One, including that knucklehead in front of me who won't get out of my way. Why don't these things have horns?
Mobile One Synthetic Motor Oil, the official motor oil of NASCAR.
Win a trip to pit crew school at the 5-off-5 on training facility in North Carolina. Winners will tour Stewart Haas Racing headquarters and meet NASCAR legend Tony Stewart. Sign up at O'Reilly Auto Parts or online at mobileone.us/pit.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
As sunshine continues across the area today, we'll climb up to 99 for a high, with south winds gusting to 12 to 25. With partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to 74 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 84.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now, daddy, because I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion, deep inside my veins. Too much pride to be running. I'm going to get what I can and more, even if my blood, my sweat, and my tears don't mean nothing. It's the heart of a champion.
Omaha, 34th Annual United States Senior Open. Got the Randy Bushcutter and Brad Beam back at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney getting ready for the hot dog contest. We've got a variety of other sports items to talk about today, and we'll get more into that when our show wraps up the portion of the hot dog contest. But a couple of things we want to mention. Hastings High School has a new football coach. Eric Emerson has been on the staff since 2009. He's taking over for Rick Rebarger. As we said last month, Rebarger accepted a position as the assistant principal at the high school. And so Eric Emerson, as we kind of figured that late needing to replace a coach, you're probably going to be looking at someone on your staff, and Eric Emerson will take over as the new head coach of Hastings High School. Also, it is day two of the Miss Basketball Tournament, which is going on at the UNK Health and Sports Center, Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. We welcome all the teams in to Kearney for the activity. So we're glad to have them along with us for Miss Basketball. Speaking of basketball, the NSAA voted yesterday to keep the state basketball tournament in Lincoln for the next 5 years. It's just that they will not be using Pershing Auditorium, the new Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Devaney Sports Center, and two high schools, which I'm sure will rotate through from year to year, will be hosting state basketball for the next 5 years. So that's pretty cool there as well. Nebraska's Ciante Evans is one of 48 players on the Jim Thorpe watch list, which goes to the best defensive back in the country. So the preseason watch list keep coming out as well. I'm sure many people have seen it by now, but Bo Pelini throws out the first pitch at the Chicago Cubs game. And of course, he'll be right back in Chicago in less than 2 weeks, as will we. Myself and Mike Will headed to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days coming up a week from Wednesday and Thursday. So less than 2 weeks away from getting college football big time talk underway. Our 12 teams in 12 days will continue on Monday. We will catch up with Paul Kondike of Michigan State and Spartan Magazine. He had a personal issue come up yesterday, and that's why we couldn't catch up with him. So we talked Indiana with Dustin DePerrick, and we thank Dustin for doing that. But we will catch up with Michigan State on Monday. And getting back to what's going on here at the 34th Annual U.S. Senior Open, pretty cool yesterday. I was kind of wondering if this would happen, but as you all know, there's really not a true Nebraskan in the field. Steve Gotchi, of course, played at the University of Nebraska, but he's from Kansas. There are some Kansas connections. Of course, Tom Watson may be as close to anybody, but Mark Calcavecchia, who grew up in his very young years till he was 11 or 13 in Laurel, Nebraska, and he played with Mark O'Meara and Tom Lehman yesterday. They teed off on the first tee, and there was about four groups in a row, Freddie Couples' group, that group, Fred Funk's group. There was just about Hale Irwin's group. There was about four in a row that were just packing those stands on the first tee. And Mark Calcavecchia strode up to the tee, and the announcer always says, you know, from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, here's Fred Funk, or Scottsdale, Arizona, here's Hale Irwin. But Mark Calcavecchia from Laurel, Nebraska, and the crowd, of course, went nuts. And that was a pretty cool moment. If I don't care what the sport is, it's not like Nebraska has a million professional athletes. And anytime one of them can come back home and give a little recognition to the state, it's pretty cool. And Calcavecchia, who shot two over yesterday and is on the course this morning, said Laurel, Nebraska. And that was just pretty cool. And right now, Fred Funk has picked up a birdie. He is your leader at 4 under. He's through his 11th hole of the day, one shot ahead of Mark O'Meara, who is on the course at 3 under. Jadon Blake, Michael Allen, Kenny Perry tee off later today. They're at 3 under. Tom Lehman is at 2 under. John Rieger has got it to 1 under today. He's got the best round of the day, going 3 under through 14. And that's what's going on here at the U.S. Senior Open. And, of course, big news today, and Councilman Bushcutter, I know you got to be fired up about this. It was announced by Governor Dave Heineman that the state's Veterans Home is going to be moving to Kearney.
I'm pretty excited about that. And the greatest thing about it is I think we're going to be able to do a great job of honoring the veterans, and city staff did a wonderful job, and it is big news for the city of Kearney. And yeah, I gotta admit, I'm a little excited about that. It's going to be nice for the city of Kearney. Hastings had a very strong bid as well. They actually finished second in the overall point standings, if you will, because they kind of had a rubric that they had to follow. And so you're really, congratulations. And again, I hope everything gets better and improved facilities and that sort of thing. And hopefully, if we're doing this right, the real winners are going to be the veterans, and it's a pretty cool deal. We're just about ready to get things underway here, and we had a couple of late entries coming in under the wire.
They're signing the disclosure forms right now, the death, injury, being maimed waivers. We haven't had that yet.
No maiming. No, never a maiming. No. For the death, injury, maiming, we've never had a maiming. I just kind of want to point that out. So far, the early entries have been David, Daryl, Drew, Marcus, and Bryce, and a couple of late entries. They're getting name tags on, and we'll get those names for you. And we're going to get started here in just a minute or two.
We don't want cold wieners.
No. We don't want that. And, you know, plenty of water to drink as you're doing it. And, again, Doug offered the advice. You got to keep on trudging. It's kind of like you got that runner's stitch. You know, when you're running long distances, you can't stop because you'll never start again. You don't want to have that eater's stitch. You can't take a break during that half hour. You have to keep on to chewing.
There is no limit on how many condiments you can use. So if you want to just load up on as much ketchup as you can, that's certainly allowed. The condiments are a wild card. You can use those as you wish. So,
and that's just responsible eating.
If
you put condiments on your wiener, that's just responsible eating.
Indeed it is. We encourage it, but your choice is your choice.
Yeah. You know, you should have some freedom there.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. We don't want the government dictating that. Your use of condiments, absolutely not.
No. Did we get three entries?
We got three.
All right.
Nikki's going to do it as well. All right. Nikki,
our lone
Logan,
female
and
competitor
Chris.
Right now.
There you go.
So we will get this kicked off. Do we have sufficient hot dogs out on the table?
Oh, we can
our wonderful hot dog support staff.
Yeah.
Starting out, it looks like
kinda
each...
Kind of like a pit crew. Yeah. Kind of like a hot dog pit crew.
Mm-hmm. It looks like each competitor has four hot dogs. We do have official hot dog counters standing by, so we will get that underway. Again, 30 minutes is the time limit for these fine competitors here at the Hilltop Mall. You actually can come by and just watch this. If you just don't have it in you to eat all these hot dogs, you can come and just watch. Swing by the Hilltop Mall here in Kearney, and everybody knows where it is. Hilltop, top of the hill. Come on by and see us. And just watch and go, wow, those people are crazy.
All right, and we're going to give you the honor. I have my little timer all set and ready to go here for the timer. We'll have 30 minutes. Is everybody ready?
All right, our official start time is going to be 11:26.
I have it down to the second on my iPad.
All right.
It's the wonders of technology. All ready to go? Give them the starting countdown here.
All right, is everybody ready? We've got thumbs up. All right, we're getting... Going to grab another water for the table, but we've got everybody standing by with their condiments. So, in 3, 2, 1, ladies and gentlemen, grab your wieners. The official starting announcement, as made famous by Big Daddy Tony Davis years ago when this thing got underway, a hot dog eating underway. And right now it looks like everybody going with a standard hot dog eating form, just like you would at any backyard picnic or anything. Nobody's going bun and hot dog separately yet. We have some bun tearing. We have some water drinking, bite alternating. So that's a pretty decent form so far. I don't think anybody's taken a giant lead. What we're 30 seconds in.
Yeah, you got to keep that esophagus all lubricated. Mm-hmm. You got to drink. You got to keep it all going through there. So, I mean, you need that proper lubrication. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So,
hot dog eating contest underway.
We are underway. And also, we mentioned that Channel 5 is here. Also, Jared Schaffrin, who is the voice of the Tri-City Storm, and announced earlier this week that Jared and the crew will be back on with us on The Breeze on our network of stations. And we'll bring Jared in. We'll talk a little hockey with him. I think the wireless mic will all work for
that. Yep, that'll work. Right.
Jared, good to see you, man. How you doing?
Jared Schaffrin.
Oh, we said the microphone was on. It appears that that was not.
That switch was on. This switch was not.
There you go. Now we're ready for you, Jared.
Nope. Oh, green light.
All right. Am I good?
No.
Now you're good.
I didn't hear him.
Now you're good. Yeah. Hey, you didn't enter, Jared. I mean, we kind of had hope for you that we might be able to get you entered in here. You decided not to.
I decided it was probably against my judgment. Bad idea to go in. I've done one eating contest before, and I succeeded. And I retired.
What was it?
I was back when I was living in Boston, and I was able to eat 8 hamburgers with 8 slices of cheese, 8 strips of bacon, and a half a pound of waffle fries in one sitting.
Hey, that's pretty good. Was that a timed competition?
It was in a half an hour, and I got in just under the half an hour. I think I finished at like 29:47.
Most people, if they're under a time limit, will finish right last bite at the last second.
Yeah, because obviously you slow down. You have a good start, and you slow down. And my mistake was some of the cheese. I needed to get that cheese out of the way earlier because it had been sitting there, and it was less and less appetizing. As I actually was, what I was doing was cutting it up with a fork and a knife and dipping it in the ketchup, as you were saying,
right.
Lubrication.
You
because
have
the ketchup, it made it everything smooth, slide smoothly down there. So it was a successful contest, and I don't know if I'm going to do any more after that.
I would have thought that the hardest part would have been bacon. It's a little drier, a little chewier.
I got it out of the way early. I got it out of the way early.
There you go.
You can always eat. There's always
strategy.
Room for bacon. There's always room. They say there's always room for There's always room. Always room for bacon. Jared, we announced early this week that that all the Storm games, home and away, are going to be on our sister station on The Breeze 94.5, just like it was last year. Glad to have you along, part of our broadcast team here at Platte River Radio. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule. I was in the impression the schedule was going to be kind of finalized at this point, but that's not the case just yet.
Not just yet. We still have a little bit to go on the schedule. We're hoping, you know, in the next week that we can get it out there. But the league and all the teams, everybody's really focused on, you know, they have certain dates that they want. There's certain traditions. Certain teams have certain games on, you know, let's say New Year's Eve or Halloween or certain dates like that. And they're just trying to get everything situated and make sure that the schedule works for everybody before they release it.
And what was a little bit different, in years past, the teams kind of made the schedule and then told the league, and now they're kind of flipping that around this year.
Yeah, just a little bit different, the process that they're going through. All the teams are submitting those dates that they request, and you have an order of preference, which dates mean more to you and which ones you're willing to part with. So I think the league is doing its best to make sure the schedule works for everybody, and hopefully we'll have it out and it'll be public pretty soon.
And we're down to about the last 5 games.
Yeah, it's a 60-game schedule, so that's another thing they changed. It was a 64-game schedule last year. Now they're going back to 60 games, which is what they've done the last couple of years. They changed it to 64, now we're back to 60, and I think the schedule matrix has changed as well, so we won't play certain teams as many times. Last year we went to Fargo 3 times. This year I think we're only going to go there once. So there's some different changes trying to help with teams travel-wise, and I think our travel is going to be a lot easier, so I'm excited about that.
All right, Jared Shafford, our guest. The hot dog eating competition is underway. We'll get an update on how many dogs here in just a couple of moments. But, Jared, talking about the schedule, is it October a start date?
It's actually going to be late September. Late I think September. It's the last weekend of September. All right, so that close. It looks like that's okay. When we'll be starting.
All right, so you're getting ready. I know that you've been doing some off-season stuff with the players, the teams getting some really bright prospects for the Tri-City Storm. What are we looking at kind of roster-wise?
Yeah, yesterday was a big day for us because we were able to release our 30-man protected list. And what that means is the 30 guys that are actually going to come here to Kearney and try to make the final 23-man roster. So we still have to make 7 more cuts, but it's pretty much the results of our tryout camp in Las Vegas. We were in Las Vegas last month. We had a week-long tryout camp, saw a lot of this incoming talent. It was great. I was out there, and really a lot of things to be excited about right now with this roster. The draft went really well. Some of those top-notch draft picks looked really good in camp. We got a few foreign players that we've brought in. We got a foreign goaltender by the name of Jacob Johansson, who's a bit of an older guy. He's a 1993 birth year, so he's a 20-year-old. And he looks like he's got a chance to take the net here for the Storm. And that was a position that's pretty wide open after last year. So they got 3 new goaltenders that have never played for the Storm before. They're all coming here to Kearney for the preseason. And a lot of excitement. There's 9 returning players from last season's roster that have made this 30-man roster. And there's a few forwards, few D. So the defense is a lot more experienced this year. We've brought back a few guys that have a lot of experience, and it's exciting to be able to actually have that 30-man roster out there so we can start talking about these guys and just kind of getting excited that the season's going to come up soon. And the ice is coming in the first week of August as well, so the ice is going to be put in soon. It's going to be a little colder in the building. It's been pretty hot in the summer, and the roster is getting closer to being whittled down to that 23.
And you mentioned the international players that come in. We had some Central Nebraska athletes trying out for the team, and now we've announced where we're at with the 30. So where are we at with that?
Yeah, we don't have any Central Nebraska athletes on the team, but we do have our first pick from Omaha is a man, player by the name of Chris Wilkie, and he was our first overall pick. He's the second overall pick in the first round, and he's quite the talent. He played for the U.S. National Development Program last year. He's played and represented our country in international competition, and he's going to be one of our better players. He's actually going to attend Kearney High and be a senior at Kearney High this year. Chris Wilkie from Omaha originally. He's the first ever Nebraskan that to ever make the roster. And he will be, he's our first round pick. He's going to be on the roster. We know he's going to be playing, suiting up for the team.
And obviously not just a token player. I mean, this is a player that's highly touted.
He's hopefully going to be one of our leading goal scorers. I mean, we're not just suiting up a guy from Omaha because he's from close to here. This is a guy who he's really, he's committed to North Dakota, which is a standout program. His father played in the NHL, so he has some bloodlines there. And this is a player we're really excited about because of his talent. Hey, it's great that he's from Omaha, and we're thrilled to have a Nebraskan on the roster, but he's going to be one of our better players, and so we're more excited about that.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that 9 returning players from last year's team are on this 30-man roster. Is that about average? Is that bringing back more than usual? Are we just seeing more new guys? I think it's about average.
I've been trying to keep track. A lot of the other teams are announcing their rosters as well here over the last couple of days, and it's about the same. Most teams have between 7 and 10 returning players. If we had more than that, that might even be a bigger advantage for us, because I think some of these players, the longer that they are in the league, the more they mature and the better they get. So if you have a lot of returners, then I think a team like Sioux Falls, they have some of their top goal scorers returning. So they're obviously in a good position, but I think with our 9 returning guys, we have a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes last year that are returning, so we just expect them and their development just to keep on going. And a lot of those new guys that we got, our players are really excited about, that are going to complement these guys that are coming back. The other thing that our coaching staff is very excited about is the physicality of the team this year. I think last year, guys, not that they shied away from contact or anything, but I think this year we've got some more physical, experienced fighters who actually played junior hockey last year and got a sense of, maybe it wasn't in the USHL, but we had some players in the NAHL that's more known for being that kind of a fighting league. And so I think the coaching staff is excited about it. This team's a little bit tougher. They're going to take a little bit more pride on the ice this year.
So when you mentioned fighting, are we talking about fighting for the puck, or are we talking about dropping the gloves?
All right. And
I do
actually
like to see that.
and actually throwing punches. Right. So we saw a little bit of that in training camp with some of the guys getting ready for it. But I think, you know, like I said, there's about three or four players that have 15 fights under their belt in their career already. So that's a lot of players come to the USHL and fighting's a new aspect. But for some of our guys that we've drafted this year, they've already had that experience, and they're going to be ready to be physical right from the drop of the puck.
So probably not the most hockey-centric aspect of their game, but certainly something that the fans love to watch.
And that's something also, though, that these guys are going to be able to play. They're not just going to be fighting. I don't think that's not really the player they're going to try to bring in.
It's not too encouraged.
And so that's why it's exciting, is because we have guys that are physical that can fight, but they're also going to be able to score. So it's, you got to be able to do both.
Jared Chaffron from the Tri-City Storm, again, going to be doing play-by-play on the Breeze 94.5 throughout the course of the season. Of course, we are at the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest here at the Hilltop Mall. Still some time to come up there. We got about 10 and a half minutes in, so we got about 19 minutes left in our contest. We do have some movement up here.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce is going with the standing position as he is eating, so he's kind of making
that's a good, smart move.
That big move. No one else has followed it just yet, so I don't know if it's a good sign or a bad time, but Bryce making the first really big move here of our Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Jared, you mentioned the fact that these guys are willing to fight. In it seemed last year's team, we really kind of tried to build a team that was more of a finesse team, more of a speed team, and then didn't quite have that edge to it, whether it be, you know, dropping the gloves or going in the corner and finishing the check. Is this going to be a team, are we really trying to design and looking for players that are going to be more of that finish the check, you go for the puck in the corner, you're going to pay the price, that kind of team?
I think we learned that we just need a better mix. I think if you're all about speed and finesse, then you're going to get pushed around a little bit. But if you're just pushing people around and not putting the puck in the net, you're not going to be able to win either. I think it's a bit of a mix, and I think that's why, like I said before, the guys who are physical, who will grind in the corners, who will win those battles, they can also put the puck in the net. So that's why it's a little bit more exciting, and it helps define your roles a little bit. There's going to be certain guys. You know, we have a guy by the name of Dan Lebosky. He's a standout Minnesota high school player, but he's only 5'6". He's a pretty small guy.
I'm still going to call him the Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. That's his nickname, the Big Lebowski.
He's
going to be an exciting player because he's speedy. He's quick. He gets to the net, and he's tough. He's a little guy, but he's tough. But we still need those bigger guys to protect him, right? Because he's only 5'6". We need those guys to protect him. And it's just having the good mix of players. We're going to have that speed, that skill, that finesse, and hopefully we're going to score a lot of goals. But at the same time, I think we're going to have that physical presence that you need.
Yeah, and looking forward to it. The season, not that far down the road. You
not
mentioned
that far.
The ice is coming in about a little bit less than 3 weeks.
Yep. First week of August, they're putting the ice in now. It's a shame if you guys did the hot dog eating contest a little bit later, we could have some players.
Some ringers.
And I've seen these guys eat. I've been on the road with these guys. They're I'm
something
talking about
consider.
These guys could probably eat upwards of 15 hot dogs. I mean, some of these guys really can eat, and they have that experience. They're well conditioned. They eat a lot as it is normally, and they're in great shape. Like you were saying, these guys don't have the fat. Their stomachs can expand. I mean, they
go.
Got endless room for expansion. So
science.
One last question. You mentioned that right now the roster is at 30.
Yep.
Got to get it down to 23. Talk about that process of making the 7 final cuts.
Yeah, so we're going to bring everyone here to Kearney, all the 30 players. And the other thing is, this 30-man list, it can change, too. We could find a player that's, you know, somebody that we thought was going to play in Canada, but he decided, no, I want to play in the U.S. Certain times there's international players that pop up that the coaching staff's able to find, and if we have a chance to grab one of them, we will. So that's the one thing that we stress about this 30-man roster is, especially for the fans, don't get too attached to any of these guys because it's a very much moving process. It's fluid. There's a lot of different moving parts to it. But, yes, these 30 guys will come to Kearney at the middle to late August, depending. Some of the high school guys come in earlier, around August 15th. The rest of the guys show up around Labor Day, and we're going to have a preseason schedule. There's going to be practices. There's going to be competitions, and they're going to whittle that roster one by one down to opening day has to be at 23.
So there is the process. The preseason games will be the
There's a couple preseason games. Again, that's part of the schedule that we're still figuring out. There should be a bunch of games in Sioux City at the Fall Classic, which they always have. This year it's the Fall Classic West, so all the Western Conference teams will be in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. There's a bunch of preseason games, and that's really where a lot of those decisions are made. We also probably get some preseason exhibition contests with Omaha, Lincoln, some of our local opponents. Maybe we'll have a home game here at the Viero Event Center for the preseason so fans can see some of those players and make some of those cuts, and pretty soon the opening season is going to start soon. It's going to be exciting.
And I'm sure when that final schedule is announced, I'm sure we'll have somebody on from the store.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about that as well.
Exactly. And you know what? Once that home opener date is announced, that's when you can really get excited because you can pinpoint a date on the calendar that's when everything's going to kick off. And it's a long season, 60 games, but it goes fast.
I couldn't believe we've had a reversal of fortune. Not to cut you off, Jared, but we have had a reversal of fortune.
Jared, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. We have the trash cans for a reason. We need to take a break. A white flag has been waved. We'll take a break, get back. I saw some of the numbers. Some of these guys have eaten a lot of hot dogs. We will tell you about them. It's the ESPN Superstation Hot Dog Eating Contest live from the Hilltop Mall on ESPN Radio.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
At Advance Auto Parts, summer heat can melt down your car battery faster than a snow cone on a hot dashboard. That's why at Advance, we test your battery for you. Free. Need a new one? We'll install it. Also free. No reason for you to get all hot and sweaty. Come to think of it, no reason to put a snow cone on your dashboard. But that's irrelevant. Fast, free battery installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
I've always said summer's made for three things: the beach, baseball, and concerts.
Wiser words have never been spoken.
And if you're lucky enough to score some vacation days this summer and you're looking for something to do, or if you want to catch a game this weekend, just head to StubHub.
Especially with summer concert and festival season, nothing better than chilling on the grass and catching a great lineup. You've got to check out StubHub to see who's playing in your area.
And of course, you can visit StubHub at home or on the go from your mobile phone wherever you happen to be.
Exactly.
So get to StubHub today. Grab great seats for the game, find out which artists are playing near you, and get your summer started right.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate,
Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunshine continues across the area today, we'll climb up to 99 for a high, with south winds gusting to 12 to 25. With partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to 74 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 84.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
Had a reversal, though, and man, it's been a couple of years since we've had that. We'll find out more from the guys in just a moment. Doug Duda with you here at the U.S. Senior Open Omaha Country Club. This is that point in that hot dog eating contest where some folks are thinking about taking that breather and then maybe starting up again. Don't do it. It's just like the pivot system in your field. Don't start and stop. It's not good. It doesn't work. Make the change today to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot system and solve that problem. Overtime, breakdowns, lost time and money from starting and stopping. So don't let that happen to you. For continuous movement, it allows even water distribution and less waste. For years, proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, it is T&L Irrigation Systems, your hydrostatically powered pivot. See them today at your local T&L dealer. Maybe you're not familiar with hydrostatically powered pivots. They'll go over any questions that you have to get you ready for the rest of this season or ahead. Maybe you're already this season, you're going, I've got to make that change next year. I'm going to make it through this year, but next year I need a new pivot system. Well, don't forget, your local T&L dealer can take care of you. And if you're not sure where that's at, go online to TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Let's take a look at the leaderboard here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth from the United States Senior Open, the Omaha Country Club. And right now, Fred Funk holding on to the lead. He's 1-under for the day, 4-under for the tournament. The other three men that are behind him by one shot have yet to tee off today: Kenny Perry, Michael Allen, and J. Don Blake. John Rieger is 2-under on his round today, and he sets at even par for the tournament. Peter Fowler, 1-under for the day and 1-under for the tournament. But with the wind out there today and the tougher conditions, we're seeing many more over par scores than we are under par scores. Bart Bryant, David Frost are 1-under for today. Bart Bryant about ready to wrap it up. He's playing the ninth hole, which is his final hole of the day. Might get in at 1-over par. But again, it looks like, especially with the wind continuing this afternoon, anything at even par would be an outstanding score. Corey Pavin, 4-over for the day, 3-over for the tournament through 14. Right now, it looks like that cut could be around 5 or 6 over par by the time that gets posted a little bit later on this afternoon. John Houston has one of the better days going. He shot 77 yesterday, but he's 3-under today and has it to 4-over par on his round today. Some other guys of note: Mark Calcavecchio, 1-over through 13, so he's 3-over for the tournament. Tom Pernice, 1-under through 14, and he is 3-over for the tournament as well. And everybody wants to know what Freddie Couples is doing. He gets another shot back. He's even through 14 after teeing off on 10. He is 1-over par for the tournament. And that is the latest from the U.S. Senior Open. Let's send it back to Brad and Randy. How's things going at the Hilltop Mall as we're heading into that far turn close to the home stretch?
Well, we do have a tap out after the reversal. David decided to call it a day, so we do have our first tap out. We got about 6.5 minutes left, and at the moment, Daryl is leading with 11 hot dogs.
Ooh.
Bryce, who started earlier with the standing maneuver, he's still standing and still at 10.
He's actually in the Captain Morgan pose, one foot up on the chair, just eating a hot dog. He's got some stamina and.
And I
got to
point out Nikki, too, because Nikki is very casual about this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, winning the women's division, being the only female entry that we have. And she's so casual. As she was eating, she was on her cell phone earlier talking to somebody. Yeah, I'm rocking it at the hot dog eating contest.
That is multitasking, and we fully support that.
Tell her mom. Mom has got to be so proud.
Okay. Well, you know, that's what moms say. All right. We are just under 6 minutes left. Yeah. And we mentioned that we had the reversal of fortune. That is a trash can situation for those not up on competitive eating lingo. And we had that right before we took the break. I asked David, how's he feeling? He's pacing. He said he was shaking. He's got the sweats. He's running away. Because I asked him if he wanted to be on the radio. He said no, running away. He said that it was a bad situation that, you know, when you feel like it's coming
nobody
back.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs. Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
No, there's a lot of things. But most of these competitors still look like they've got a couple of good paces. Drew just took a big, deep breath. Drew.
You look a little green under the gills.
That's a face.
You only got 5 minutes left.
About five minutes left. So what did you say, Randy? You were thinking 13 hot dogs?
I was thinking 13. That was my number.
That was your number.
That was the early line.
At 11, and I just saw him take another hot dog. Yeah. So that,
he might be at 13 because that was a little while ago. So
good pace here.
Yeah.
And the prize pack that we give away with this, you mentioned – that Troutman's, we're going to give you the $50 gift card. We're here at the Hilltop Mall, so they're throwing in some prize packages as well. I believe a $50 gift card for them. And also, Big Daly's Deli, in case you're not full, you can maybe head on over to Big Daly's Deli, grab another sandwich. They make great stuff. I don't think they have hot dogs.
I don't think the entries are really interested in that. And, well, you know, at Big Daly's, you can pick anything on the menu.
And you'll be full for a while as well.
And you'll enjoy the meal all the way through, and it's great there in Hastings and in Kearney as well.
Mm-hmm.
Big Deli's
two locations in Hastings.
Yeah, so you're not too far from a great meal at Big Deli's Deli, and just pick any one of their meals at random. And if you want to warm it up, great. If not, and the level of condiments that you have, we talked a lot about the condiments here. They have a much better selection. Great selection of food at Big Daly's Deli.
And I think they say a bazillion sandwich combinations.
You put it all together, and it kind of works out that way. With, without lettuce, with onion, without onion. You put together all the different options they have. It probably does work out to a bazillion. I think that is the technical legal number. And, I might have been bragging up Nikki a little early.
We've got a competitor standing up, Marcus, standing up. He stood up without a hot dog, but it looks like he's now back at it. I thought you were going to go out. Did not give you enough credit, but no, he's going to finish that hot dog. So we have, two competitors standing.
Oh, now three.
Three competitors standing, four competitors still sitting. They're all still eating. This is going to go down to the wire.
And Logan's going with the hot dog, then bun kind of strategy. So he's kind of shaking it up here a little bit.
All right. So what do we have for our leaderboard right now, Grant?
Daryl's still ahead.
13? Wow. All right, Randy, you called it.
There's my number.
You want to pick my Powerball numbers here?
I'm not quite that skilled.
2 minutes, 45 seconds left. So if anybody wants to do a final flurry, now's the time to do it. Bryce just grabbed another hot dog.
You might want to define what flurry means. That would be the inbox, not the outbox.
We do have the two trash cans stationed. It's kind of like a flight attendant speech on either side of the aisle. Feel free to use those in a calm and orderly fashion if necessary.
And maybe the walking is a sign that that's going to happen. Marcus is toughing it out, though.
Marcus has got 11.
Marcus looks good. He's looking good.
Chris has 5 right now. Logan is at 8. And David, he is out. What was David's score? 9.5 when he had the reversal of fortune. So that was a pretty good run.
And Marcus has 10 here.
Yeah.
So with a flurry. Daryl has been steady.
Daryl, he's been very steady. He is a consummate, just professional, I think, in this. He has just sat down, hasn't gotten up. We haven't seen any jumping or any fancy maneuvering from him. Just the ketchup on the dog, eat away at it like it was just any other picnic.
100 seconds left.
100 seconds left.
Yeah, about a minute 40 to go. A little bit less than that now, so we're in our final throws here.
Drew is kind of heaved over the table. I shouldn't probably use the word heave, he is kind of leaning over the table right now. He's doing the hot dog and bun split combination halfway through a bun, still a full hot dog laying there on the table. So we would have to count that as right now a quarter of a way through a dog. No, he's splitting the hot dog now, going with a professional.
Minute 10.
All right. Bryce still just kind of chugging along. A lot of water being drank here at the final couple of minutes, trying to wash everything down. As we mentioned, it does get a little dry with those hot dogs, so you got to have a little bit of lubrication, whether it be the ketchup, the mustard. Haven't seen a lot of competitors doing the mustard here. It's been mainly ketchup and the water right now.
Might be too strong of a condiment. 45 seconds left.
45 seconds. All right. So last year we had... I think was it in 12, 13 range?
It was in that range.
It was right in that range. So I think right now we might be
30. We're at 30.
We might be beating last year's record.
I think
2 years ago, I believe, was 14 and a quarter, if I remember correctly. The hot dogs, after all these
20
years,
seconds.
Do run together a little bit. Kind of if, like I was a competitor out there trying to, you know, the difference between hot dog number 7 and hot dog number 9 probably.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and
you're done.
We have a winner.
Congratulations.
We have a wiener.
All right. Final total, judges.
Is Daryl our wiener at 14? Very good.
14. Well, plate is clean. He's just sitting there going, yep, I did that. All right. We'll take a break. Hot dog eating contest is over. We'll take a break here, and we'll see if we can't talk to Daryl here in a couple of minutes and see how he's feeling, Randy.
Yeah, it might take a couple minutes, but you know what? He looks good.
He does.
We'll talk with Daryl when we come back right after this break.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Travis Pastrana has leaped from an airplane without a parachute. He once jumped his rally car 269 feet onto a barge. But his latest feat, Travis races his 650 horsepower Roush Fenway stock car using a racing formulation of Valvoline motor oil with next-gen technology. Made with 50% recycled oil, Valvoline Next Gen is specially designed for today's hotter running engines. Valvoline with next-gen technology. 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at GolfSmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at GolfSmith's clearance sale.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
As sunshine continues across the area today, we'll climb up to 99 for a high, with south winds gusting to 12 to 25. With partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to 74 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 84.
Get ready. Okay. Joined along, Randy Bushcutter. We are out here, and the contest is over. It is done for. We have a winner.
And I kind of feel like the NHL commissioner. You know, after the finals of the Stanley Cup, you get to hand the cup to the champion. Now, the champion doesn't get to keep the cup, but he does get to put his name on it, and it'll be on there forever. So it is my honor to present Daryl with the golden bucket.
The big wiener bucket.
Congratulations, Daryl, our hot dog eating champion. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Daryl, to me, it just seemed like it's a nice, steady race. Was that your philosophy?
That's the way I planned on doing it, that way, and that's the way it ended up. I was steady and keep it going.
And officially, it was 14, correct?
It was 14.
14 hot dogs. Is that a personal best? Or
definitely.
You don't normally compete like this?
No, sir, I do not.
I got to think 4th of July is still kind of fun at Daryl's house.
Yeah, it is. I just enjoy eating hot dogs. I love them.
And you get the Troutmans, and that's obviously a pretty good good dog as well. Condiment, no condiment?
Ketchup.
Just?
Ketchup only.
All right, so then the water. How does the water come into play from Culligan?
Just whenever I need it, I guess.
Steady.
Yeah. Well, you get a nice price package. We need to keep you around for a little bit so we can get you some of that. But they have the gift card from Troutman's, gift card from the Hilltop Mall, also a price package from Midway Chevrolet. So about $150 worth of value. So that's not a bad thing for about a half hour's worth of work.
Right. That's right. It seemed like I was going along steady along and just easy to get into it. And I just kept going. Can't stop.
That's right. And that was a little bit of advice that Doug had. You have to keep going. You have to kind of get through that. Was there kind of a hump that you had to overcome?
I hadn't hit that yet, so I was doing okay.
Had time not run out, how many do you think that you could have done?
Probably maybe one or two more, maybe. I don't know. It probably would have been close.
Well, we still have some hot dogs. No. Are you sure?
That's okay.
All right. We'll offer you some more if you want to.
Hey, Daryl, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, 14 dogs. The winner, we had a tie for second, actually. Marcus and Bryce each had 12 dogs in our 30 minutes. In fourth place, David with 9.5. A tie for fifth, Logan and also Drew each ate 9 hot dogs. Then seventh, Nikki with 6. And bring it up. The rear, Chris, with 5 hot dogs, which really 5 hot dogs itself is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, the last place on this is still pretty impressive if you really think about it. And kind enough to allow us the venue to do this is the Hilltop Mall. And Michelle Hilkman, kind enough to join us. This is always such a great environment. Thank you so much for allowing us to have a little bit of space here.
Oh, absolutely. We love having you guys up here. This is such a fun event. And it's a great summer event. When you think of hot dog eating contests, you think of summer. And it's a great event to help kick off our summer sidewalk sales, which started today.
And you look up and down. It's going to take you a little extra time to walk from one end of the mall to the other because there is a lot of items out here on display for people to be able to choose from.
Absolutely. We have all of our stores taking part in some way. So if you don't see something in the hallways that you like, venture into the stores because there's more sale items in the stores too.
But there is plenty out there, and just about every store is finding some way to give you some extra discounts.
Absolutely. And it's a great time to either add to your summer wardrobe if you are still looking, because we did get a late start this year for summer. So if you need to have something more for summer, or believe it or not, some people like to use this time.
No,
don't do it. But if you think about it, school starts in August, optional here in Kearney starts in July. Mm-hmm. Kids are still needing some summer clothes to wear to school.
So, and again, there's such good prices going on all that stuff. And it isn't just the clothing stores. There's all sorts of other opportunities as well.
Absolutely. I saw some great deals down at the bookstore at Sequel Bookshop. CR Toys has some stuff. So it is more than just clothing.
All right. Michelle Hilkman from the Hilltop Mall, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for coming up here. Oh, this is such a fun event.
It really is. And sorry for the messes that we kind of left over there.
That's okay. I keep thinking one of these years I'm going to enter the contest. But
I would pay to see that.
I honestly think that I could probably get 2 down, maybe 3.
You don't think you can beat Nikki?
No, I don't. How many did Nikki have again?
I think officially Nikki finished with 7.
Oh, no. She'd beat me. Yeah. There's no way I could have 7.
Oh, well, we could bring you some hockey players in, you and I. That would help.
I think next year we need to arrange to bring some back for a couple of days
there
in the summer and have them come up and do this. I know last year there were a couple that took part in a contest similar, and I think they did really well. So yep. That would be fun to watch.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much for your time and appreciate the use of the facility.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Randy.
All right, Michelle Hilkman from the Hilltop Mall. And again, I want to say thanks to their sponsorship for allowing us the space, also the sponsorship of Culligan, who provided us with the water, obviously Troutman's, who provided the hot dogs as well, and another successful foray. Now, they're David might not agree with that with the reversal. He may not agree that this was a successful Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, but another great contest. And, you know, unfortunately, Doug, you couldn't be here for it. And, you know, obviously you're always welcome. Maybe next year you won't have a U.S. Senior Open that you have to head to, and you could be here for the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. But it is a fun event. It's really the first one I've ever been to.
Yeah, it is. The third one that I've been to. The first time I've ever gotten to participate in the commentary, you know, pull out my random facts about how fat people can eat more hot dogs or less hot dogs.
Less.
And less hot dogs. The skinny guys got the more hot dogs. But it's a whole lot of fun. And really, if you're in the mall, if you want a hot dog, I think we got a few left.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Come on, we got a couple of hot dogs. Otherwise, Randy,
they're too good to not use them completely.
They are excellent Troutman hot dogs, and we're going to be tearing down some stuff. We're going to send things back over to Doug here in just a couple of minutes, but we have now made it official. We had Daryl sign the Big Wiener Golden Bucket, which is proudly displayed 365 days a week in the Midway broadcast booth back at the station. So it is official. The signing has been made in Sharpie marker.
It's like the highest point.
It really is.
In the Midway broadcast booth.
Mm-hmm. If you walk in, you see point. Doug Duda's shining face, and then glowing over the top of him is the Big Wiener Golden Bucket. And we, for the second time ever, I believe, in the hot dog eating competition, had the reversal of fortune during the competition. In years past, we've had a couple of
post-game
reports of people that maybe got home or got to the parking lot. So I don't want to do that in the parking lot, but we've had reports in years past of people finishing the competition, thinking about it for far too long, and as Doug likes to call it, getting the meat sweats, and then it's all downhill from here. But one reversal of fortune in this year's competition. I think the other one was in the first year that it was ever done, which was done in the hot parking lot out at the station. And so I totally understand that.
Conducive to that sort of activity. Mm-hmm.
I hear it was like 90 some degrees outside.
Yeah, Doug was talking about that earlier. Yeah.
It's just not a good deal. But seven competitors finished, non-reversal. One did. That's the way it stands. Again, Daryl eating 14 hot dogs today in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Is that it? Do you have any more to say about hot dogs, Randy?
Except that I'm hungry for one.
Yeah, I'm hungry
as well. We're going to be partaking of that here in just a minute or two. And again, we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us do that. Again, Culligan for providing us with the water, Hilltop Mall for the space. The hot dogs actually came from Troutman's themselves. Of course, the Tri-City Storm helping us out with that as well. Mm-hmm. It's good to talk with Jared Schaffran. And then obviously our gift pack from Troutman's, from the Hilltop Mall itself, and from Midway Chevrolet. About $150 worth of goodies heading Daryl's way, so that's a pretty good deal. He's getting $50 in both the mall and from Troutman's, which he can use for whatever it is he decides to get there.
He said he does love hot dogs, well, so he might be using them for hot dogs.
And again, the prices are pretty good there as well, so he didn't quite eat $50 worth of hot dogs, but he could certainly have hot dogs for a long time and down the road, thanks to Troutman's Quality Meats and that $50 gift card. And then again, a prize pack that's kind of all-inclusive from the Hilltop Mall, from Midway Chevrolet, and we'll have to get that to him as well. But I think the rest of the stuff we kind of have in hand, so he gets to walk away happy. I think you might have a designated driver in case that reversal, as you mentioned,
yeah,
does happen.
Yeah, he said that he is just going to ride home in the passenger seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the air conditioning on real hot or real high, and so it just blows cold air on you. It'll be better, you know. Maybe take up a seat in the couch and just have a lazy rest of the day.
Yeah, but he said he had room for a couple more.
Yeah.
So well, I like his chances of having it be a completely successful endeavor here.
We
at
certainly
the
hope so. All right, that should be it for us from the Hilltop Mall, the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest in the books, in the stomachs for another year. And the only thing missing.
We'll digest that one. We'll digest that one.
The only thing missing, Doug Duda, he is in Omaha. So we will take a break, send things back out to Doug. He's talking golf. Is he outside in the heat?
No, he's in an air conditioned facility.
All right.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a smart one. All right. So,
man,
what was that, Doug?
That's such a lie. I'm not air conditioning. Come on.
Well, you might step out every once in a while, but you're in air conditioning, are you not?
Work.
yeah. Work is, let's see, golf. Yeah, that's a four-letter word, I guess. But, you know, it's not quite work. A bad day at golf is better than a good day at work.
Doug, what did you do at work this week? Well, I spent 5 days out on a golf course.
Yeah.
There's worse things. There's no doubt about it. There's worse things.
All right, Doug, we'll send things out back to you after a break and let you talk about the happenings out there at the golf course, and we'll sign off from the mall.